As once for his disciples, so now for us. The Lord Jesus opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. These are some of my favorite words in one of the Eucharistic prayers, and if you listen carefully, you will hear them today. Among my greatest joys as a priest is the celebration of Holy Mass, because in every celebration of the Eucharist, the priest and the holy people of God enter into this sacred dialogue. I invite you and offer you an invitation. You respond in faith and love in words that belong to you as a baptized child of God. At the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, I will invite you, lift up your hearts, and you will respond, we lift them up to the Lord. We say these sacred words so very quickly and so very often that we can miss the invitation of the Lord. For Jesus invites us to offer our hearts to him. Jesus invites us to unite our hearts to his sacred heart, to the praise and glory of God the Father. Jesus desires our hearts. Now, in nearly every passage in the sacred scriptures, we learn something about ourselves, or we learn something about what the Lord God has called us to do. We come to know who we are, and we come to know what we are called to do. The theologians will call this identity and mission. We learn to be disciples, and we learn to be apostles. Sirach teaches us about the freedom that God has given to us and the freedom that God sustains in us. We were created in love, and we were given the ability to choose between good and evil. Now, because of the lingering effects of original sin, evil and sin are appealing to us. That means we sometimes recognize as something good something which is not good. That's what temptation means. It means recognizing as something good something which is not good. And we are subject to temptation. Now, the choice to follow that temptation remains our own. We have the ability to say yes to the invitation of God. We also have the ability to say no to God. That is the gift and the burden of the freedom that the Lord has given to us. Because the Lord will not take our hearts from us. He will only receive our hearts as a gift. We hear today from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus gathers his disciples on the side of the mountain. He is teaching them the ways of discipleship. He teaches his disciples the greater meaning of the law of Moses, that law that Moses gave to the people of Israel on the side of a mountain. And it is concerned with correct actions. That's what all laws are concerned about. Laws are concerned with correct actions. But Jesus invites us to something greater. Jesus invites us not only to love in our actions, but also to love in the motivations for our actions. Jesus invites us to purify our hearts because there's danger in the heart. There's danger in anger, in lust, and in deceitful speech. These dangers are present in our hearts long before they are present in our actions. Jesus invites us to fight against them in our hearts so that our hearts may be a pure offering to him. Anger, lust, and deceitful speech. We'll take a quick look at all three. Anger is a deadly poison. It slowly kills the one who keeps it. So every day in our prayer and every time we participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we turn toward the Lord and ask him to cleanse us of our anger. We beg the Lord to take from us the anger that we hold in our hearts from wounds that we received years ago and from wounds that we received yesterday. We ask the Lord to purify our hearts of anger so that love may take its place. Now, the danger of lust is that it fails to recognize the dignity of another person. Very simply, lust makes another person into a thing. When lust is allowed to reign in the heart of a person, then every other person is viewed as a thing to be used, rather than as a mystery to be revealed and reverenced. Lust is a corruption of the gift of God. Lust takes what is holy and makes it profane. Lust takes what belongs to a sacrament and makes it into a sacrilege. We beg the Lord to turn our eyes and our thoughts toward Him and to grant us the grace to see as He sees, to love as He loves, and to speak as He spoke. And that brings us to deceitful speech. Deceitful speech destroys relationships. When we are not truthful in our speech, and when our words and our promises have no meaning, then we destroy our relationships with each other and with God. We beg the Lord to purify our hearts and our lips so that we might speak the truth in love. We come now to the banquet, where Christ, our High Priest, unites our hearts to His. Jesus gathers us, Jesus purifies us, Jesus feeds us, and Jesus leads us to that kingdom where He lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.